Tom Watkins, who has served as Michigan State Superintendent of Schools. He also is currently a business and education consultant who travels the globe. Tom, how are you?
I'm good this morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Recently read your piece titled "A Commentary, Adults Must Need to Put Children First," and it got me to thinking, Tom, when does that really happen? When are those politicians, when are the adults really put the kids first? It's always politics.
Well, it's too often times about power, control, politics, and adults, and too little truly about TLC, teaching, learning, and children. And we're watching that in spades come about in Detroit right now with the emergency manager law being put on hold. It's like a banana republic with everybody suing each other trying to get their elbows sharpened and recapture their power. And yet school's going to open in a few short weeks, and we need to be thinking about what's going to be happening to the kids.
It's amazing what happens with the Detroit public school system. That school board is someone who's, as we've talked many times, that is from that area. I've watched the dysfunction, and it amazes me that the parents keep voting the same people into office, and the same challenges just stay with that school. Can they ever clean up that mess?
Well, you have to. I mean, one of the things that I'm glad that Governor Snyder has stepped up, because you cannot tolerate what is going on now. If everything that he's going to do is going to be perfect, is it going to work out the way we want? The jury's still out on that. But I think he took a line from FDR during the Great Depression when he said, if something's messed up, do something. And if that doesn't work, do something else. But for God's sake, do something. And the governor has done something, creating the Education Achievement Authority, appointing the emergency manager of Roy Roberts, and to try to get it right. Arne Duncan, the Secretary of Education, slapped something on Detroit schools. It should be embarrassment for us all, calling it the worst urban school district in the country. And that's pretty bad, because there's some pretty bad school districts across this country.
We have talked with folks over the last couple of weeks who don't agree with the emergency manager situation. They didn't like that with the Detroit Public Schools before. They didn't think it worked. They don't think it solved their problems. They don't think it saved them money. So if an emergency manager hasn't had success, and they haven't had success doing it on their own, who is going to solve the problem?
Well, the point is that I believe the Supreme Court took the right course by putting the emergency manager on. Signatures were collected fairly and squarely, and the Supreme Court stepped up and did the right thing. You know, we should commend them for putting the voters' needs ahead of politics. There's oftentimes a lot of politics that goes on with our Supreme Court. They did the right thing in this, but now it's thrown things into even more chaos. And what I'm hoping is leadership will emerge and people will come together and say, look, we have a right to try to sort these things out, but it shouldn't be in a way that is detrimental to children. Right now, because of the confusion, you have employees that are taking a job with a chartered school or the EAA or the like that are wondering, worried, whether they're going to have a job in the next few weeks. You have parents not knowing whether the school they've selected is going to be open. So people need to come together and put children's needs ahead of selfish egos that are all about adults.
Tom, it sounds like you have more hope than you have certainty that this this district can find solutions in the short and long term.
Tony, the way that I approach it is I ask the question, if it was my child, what would I do? And I certainly wouldn't sit back and do nothing. A child without a decent education today is going to be an adult with no future tomorrow. And that not only is a tragedy for that child, it really is going to impact all of us. If we're sitting back and think, because you're in Lansing, this doesn't impact you, you're sadly mistaken. when thousands of children don't get an education, they're going to be coming to your place of business somewhere in the future as a potential customer, potential employee, or perhaps with some nefarious ideas in mind. We are clear that people that don't get a decent education, far too many of them, end up in our prison system, in our jails. So it's the old pay me now or pay me later. We have to do everything in our power to get it right for the kids.
All right. Thanks so much, Tom.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.